tenth circle. Our house has several circles of hell Dante never thought of. Today, I'm thinking in particular of sock hell. This is the underworld of mismatched socks, where no two look quite close enough to each other to be worn together in public. But it's worse than that. Sock hell is a crowded place. In fact, because there are so very many socks in it, redemption is nearly impossible. The socks are damned as much because mates can languish nearly side by side, unmatched, when one, perhaps, is faded more than the other. Or one, but not the other, acquires a fine glaze of pink paint when I tromp through something fresh I am coating. But here's the worst part of all, the reason sock hell is so particularly fiendish. I am in charge of folding the socks. Our division of household labor is more than somewhat inequitable. Scott picks up most of the day-to-day shit that drives me to distraction, laundry, dishes, etc., and that I would only cope with once a week, given my druthers. I do deep cleaning on grime he doesn't ever see. Guess which one needs to happen less frequently? Hint, it's the one I do. But I do try to pitch in on the regular household chores, when I remember. I pick shit up, I put away dishes. Working as a team, we fold clothes. And when we're dead out of socks, even the ones we steal from the out-of-season bin, I delve into sock hell for some matches. The pile shrinks, but only a little. Mostly, I'm left with a collection of sad foot coverings screaming out for salvation I can't offer. A friend has a policy of tossing any socks she's seen for more than 3 washings. I'd like to do that. Only I'm so ADHD that I can't remember which socks I've been looking at for 3 washings. I'm not talking about the ones that are almost identical anyway, or the ones that, if only they had necks of similar lengths, could be paired off and called good enough. No. I mean the adorable patterned ones, the pinks, the purples, the puppies and kitties. They all run together and look alike, so that I cannot possibly recall which have been in my basket for 3 consecutive wash cycles. I tried a rubber band system. After all, we have a fuck ton of the things sitting around thanks to the non-weaving loom people. A clump banded in green had been around for 1 washing. Then 2 was yellow, and red was 3. But what counted as a washing? We do laundry daily. Do I seriously trash a sock after 3 days? Or by wash cycle do I mean wash week, in which case I'm back to square screwed because I cannot remember when a wash week begins or ends, and my calendar-keeping skills are untrustworthy in this area. Also, I share socks with both kids. I have to factor in the reality that we only scour their rooms about once a month. So, am I planning to sit on those socks for 3 months? Hardly an improvement over the original system of hoping for the best and watching the fucking mountain grow. When I die, I expect to be buried in socks. They will line my casket with those unmatched remains to travel with me in the underworld. And we'll search there, forever spiraling outward, rowing round in the patchwork remains of a cotton tide.